I'll go on to the next thing. Let me talk about bone metabolism with these drugs, because we've got an aging elderly population and bone metabolism is important. When you lower estrogen from a very low postmenopausal level to a microscopically low level that's barely measurable, you interestingly markedly accelerate bone resorption. So bone is balanced between resorption and formation, and you get a sucking effect on the bone, and you start to get the bone mineral density starts to trend down. It is exaggerated how strong this effect is, however. It's about 2.4% per annum, similar to the bone loss that occurs, and I'll show you this in a minute, in a newly diagnosed, normal, healthy menopausal woman. However, we did a bone sub-study, and you can see that at the thoracic spine and at the lumbar spine, we had a bone density loss that was significant in both sites. So unquestionably, bone density deteriorates on aromatase inhibitor therapy. However, if you start with a normal bone density, which these women in this selected sub-study did, 226 women, you do not become osteoporotic at least within 2 years. So if you do a baseline bone density, I'm going to show this in a minute, you do not need to repeat that bone density for 2 years, and you do not need to give prophylactic bisphosphonate. And about 3 to 4 women who get menopausal breast cancer fall into this bone mineral density category. So by and large, 3 to 4 out of every 5 women going on an aromatase inhibitor have a normal bone density, need counseling and advice about exercise, weight control, calcium and vitamin D replenishment, but do not require prophylactic bisphosphonate, and need every 2-year BMD monitoring. And that's kind of where the guidelines reside right now.